care of us. So a couple of things about Amalitzim. So the Gemara in Shabbos, page 1, Chavdal and Amalav, says, Ibal umal haskel shalchanaka bebirkas amazim. In other words, are you supposed to mention Chanukah and Birkas HaMazon? Came into me the Rabbanon who lo makirinan, because we say the Chanukah is the Rabbanon, so you don't mention. But don't mention Pursumi Nisa. When we say Mishum Pursumi Nisa makirinan, we was the Omer Rabban Roshchor Rav Hudam Eilu Maskir. You don't say it. Timbala Haskir Maskir Bahodah. You're not mechuyev to say it, but if you're going to say it, then you say it in the bracha of no delicha. Afuna bar Yehuda ikol the Rav Sovel at Kuri b'Bonei Yerushalayim. So he thought maybe it should be in Bonei Yerushalayim. Amal hu Rav Sheshes Ketfila. Ma Tfila b'Hoda, Ha Brichas HaMazon b'Hoda. Just like with Tfila, we say it in the bracha of Modim, so too in Chanukah we say it in the bracha of Modim. There's an interesting Rav Yaw on page 4. So Rav Yaw says, "Rav gav the perk by mebad likin ibarl on maul haskel shochanuk ubevirkas amazon upashid ain tzorich." Right? You don't have to be maskir, but in maul haskir, you do it in. Second line on the left side. That, right, it's an option. But he says an interesting thing, which we don't pass in La Halacha, but he says like this, Miu, came in the Nog Alma Lahaskir, since the Minog is to be Maskir, the Gam Bir Chaldas Lahaskir, and he made the Birkas HaMazon with intent to say it, Shava Alei Kechova, Bechozer. That he's, in other words, since the minig is to be maskir, and he had intent to maskir, so he made it like a chova. Look at the footnote here. Remember, this was put together Rav Sraya Dublitsky's son, who was just nifter Rav Sraya Dublitsky, Rav David Dublitsky. So he writes in the footnote, Memvav, came in the B'day Tal, Yo Beruch Mitchila, Al Das, Lahaskir, Shavi Lechova. In other words, by tefillah, you daven kefi what the halacha is. But by benching, you see like this. One second. Let me just say. In other words, by tefillah, the halacha is that you don't say it. You do say it, but you follow Takaras Chazal. And Takaras Chazal is, you're supposed to say it. Right? But if you forgot, you forgot. But benching, they never said a takana even to do it lachatchila. It's ain't sarach lahaskir is the din. Ain't sarach lahaskir. So in bo lahaskir, so that's your choice. So therefore, so if you do it, you shav yolam chava. It's counterintuitive, because you say by tefillah, it's more of a chova to do it. You mean on a lachatchil level, but they never said it's ma'akev v'di'evet. But by Birkas HaMazon, it's a funny lashon. It's not that it's lachatchil you're supposed to do it. Ain't sarach lahaskir is the din. So therefore, in ba'al lahaskir, so you're makabel to do it. You see, by tefillah, you're not mekabel. You're mechuyev to do it. It's not likuva. But by Birkas HaMazon, it's not even a chiyev to do it. It's a rishus. So you're deciding to do it, you're mekabel. We don't paskin like this. We paskin that you don't have to go back either by Birkas HaMazon or by...
That's not as far off.
But it's an interesting vor here.
It's not so clear that the Rav Yom makes a chiyev. What do you see the Rabbi making
a pillar? Because that's his whole vort.
That's the bottom whole vort.
He bought, was he saying pshat in that line in the Gemara?
I think pshat is this. The pshat is, once he took it on, it's like Mara.
If we took on Mara, but he goes into Mara. Right. If I didn't daven Mara, it's Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
I have to repeat it because we made it like a kova.
Right.
We accepted Mara.
Right.
Even if it was originally Rosh Hashanah, like we turned it into a kova.
Right.
Same thing on Nisim. It's not a Rosh Hashanah. You can do whatever you want. But we, as Klal Yisrael, decided to make it a kova. Therefore, it's now a kova.
Right.
So that's not the same as what he's saying on the bottom.
Right. Okay, you could say maybe what you said, but this is what he said. Okay, let me show you another fascinating thing. A fascinating thing in the Tzemach Tzedek.
I think you also have a right and a lesson to this. The imbalm, if you want to, or if you, so it's much more from the world, you don't have to do it, because you have the option.
Page 13. Is the Tshuva Tzemach Tzedek, that's the third Rebbe. You know he's not the only Tzemach Tzedek. You know, in the Poskim, there's two Tzemach Tzedeks. There's the Tzemach Tzedek HaYoshan, Krochmo, and then this is the Tzemach, for us, he's pretty Yoshan also, but he's not as Yoshan as the other Tzemach Tzedek. And they both, so it just gets confusing, right? Because the other Tzemach Tzedek, his name is what? Also Menachem Mendel. So you get confused. Of course, the Menachem Mendel is Lubavitcher. But what's the Vort? There's a minhag that when you write a Sefer, to be Meram is your name in the Sefer. Or sometimes the Remez is on the Gematria. Tzemach Tzedek, Gematria, Menachem Mendel. And one of the Remez, the Vision of the Remez, his Sefer is called Tzemach Tzadik. Why? Because he spells Mendel with a Yud between the Dalet and the Lamed. Mm-hmm. So that's So he has a fascinating Shiloh. Listen to the Shiloh. Let me see how you pass it on the Shiloh. On page 14. The Chanuk Pekor Shatzarach LaHaskir Mein HaMa'or Ba'Oda Imlo Omar Imachzir Nosom Imutu L'Chatchil L'Dag Leg Osom Kedei L'Mahay L'Sayim HaTfila Shil Shiyuchel Alon Kedushu Modim. Say you're a little behind. If you'll say Ala Nisim, you'll miss Kedusha. If you won't say Ala Nisim, you'll get Kedusha. So could you just, L'chatchila, skip Ala Nisim to get to Kedusha? What do you think of that, child? Interesting.
But if someone's going to miss Kedusha, you shouldn't just be silent during someone else?
Yeah, but L'chatchila, you should actually try to say Kedusha. Because we see from the Halacha that you're not supposed to start Shmon Esrei, really, if you know you're not going to get to Kedusha. Even though you could still be quiet.
So is it better to do like your own Hasty Kedusha type, where you start with the Chazim when the Chazim...
So the question is like this. You're in Shul, and you're a little behind, and you might make Kedusha, if you skip Al Hanisim. Mm-hmm. So can you Mechatchila skip Al Hanisim?
It sounds like a personal option.
No.
It's mutter, it's just you get
it. Is it the right? Is it a right thing to do?
The Ikar HaDin is nothing wrong, it just shows a lack of
So the Tzemach Tzedek says, Nira De'ein L'Dalek L'Chatchila. He says you shouldn't. Why? So because of Rashi, Perek Beis the Sukkah, Mitzvah kala bol yotcha, eichot tzarech l'tchosu b'tei chamur asida. Or the verses, they were matami for a mace mitzvah, even though that means they won't be able to bring the korban pesach. But right now, this is the mitzvah you're supposed to do. So even though that might cause to miss a greater mitzvah later, you have to do the mitzvah now. So my dad, the mitzvah kala titcha chamur abo acharkach, like they're going to be called in the mace mitzvah. Why were they tmeim? So the Gemara has different opinions. One, asukim b'meis mitzvah are you? So maybe they shouldn't have done the meis mitzvah, so they could have brought the korban pesach. So he says, no, this is mitzvah chachamim. So he says, same thing over here. Mitzvah chachamim l'chatchila l'haskel shachanek u'purim. So you shouldn't. So even though that will mean that you'll miss kedusha, which is a greater thing to say kedusha. You can't skip.
He assumes that
the lack of hakaras hatov is not considered a thing worse than kedusha.
Right.
Kedusha is deraisa.
Kedusha is You know, it's very, more chashuv than Al Anisim.
Could you find it that the guy would say Al Anisim during the Chazan Shmona Esrei?
So one second. So one second. Then he says that he has the kasha. But what? Well, I thought the din is you could skip Pesukei Dezimra to get right. You know, right. Look here, Omnam. You see Omnam in the left side. Last word of one is Omnam. Omnam. L'chor yeshtir l'zeh, v'ma shekosu b'sholchan orosh, yidalek p'sukei d'zimra. V'rach sh'omer v'yishtar v'rach shil yispal l'matzibur. So you see that you skip p'sukei d'zimra to get tefillah matzibur. So why do you say the same thing? So he said, no. Ikak pein hi al tefillah yud ches l'spal l'matzibur. We tried to daven with the tzibur. V'eishe maschel yotzer or, v'yadayin lo bo mitzvah ha-chabur l'yotcha. V'ata docha ha-kalo shekvar bo l'yotcha. ושם שני וקשר לי מרשי כי המאיים משוחרר הרחמנו ירד על כל קשר מנוס אותה משום פסוק לזמר לא נסקול What is פסוק לזמר all about? To make the tefillah better tefillah. So it's the same inyan of making tefillah better. So therefore we should, it's the same inyan. Either say פסוק לזמר make tefillah better or have tefillah בציבור make tefillah better. So which is better? Tefillah b'tzibur to do that because it's the same matara, it's the same purpose. Kimutav l'spal b'tzibur, Masha'en came by Chanukah. It's a different mitzvah than the mitzvah of kedusha. So then you have no choice. In other words, it's not the same objective. So b'meila, there we say do the mitzvah that you have now, even though it's a lower mitzvah. And even though you'll forfeit the high mitzvah. But if both are the same mitzvah, and what is a better way of doing that same mitzvah, then we say that that you should. So that's a fascinating.
Do we pass in that way for Pesukei Dezimra?
I mean, we have a concept of skipping Pesukei Dezimra, not the whole thing necessarily, but skipping parts of it to get to Tefillah B'tzibur.
What about skipping the whole thing? I thought at least you have to say Shabbat and Nishmas on Shabbos.
Yeah. Okay, but still, it's the same type of question because the Maisa you're skipping a lot of things anyway to get to Tefillah B'tzibur. So he says that it's not a stira because they're both for the purpose of bettering the Shmona Esrei. So that's a fascinating. My friend Moshe Shapiro showed me this when we had the Semach Tzedek. It's a fascinating, but I want to show you something unbelievable. You're not going to like it, Reb Telke.
I'm not talking to
this. Yeah, I know. You're not going to mention anything, but this is going to, you might throw an estrog at me. You might throw an estrog at me, okay? From the Kajik lover, Siach HaSada. This is a sefer on Brachas. So let me ask you a question. Listen to this one. What if it's Rosh Chodesh, right? Right? Could you skip Yalla V'Yavo to answer Kedusha? Now, the Tzemach Tzedek says you shouldn't skip what? Al Anisim. What about skipping Yalla V'Yavo by Shachris? What would you say?
No.
Of course, for sure not, right?
He's going to say yes.
Yeah, he's going to say yes.
One second, are you
going to
get the, you could say, maybe the time you will do it with the Chazan.
Yeah. So he says like this. So first he quotes the Tzemach Tzedek that says, "Chanukah Purim shetzarich lahaskir mein hamor v'odah yomer eimach zirin also imutar lachatchil udalag osam kedei l'mayim l'sayim atfilah kedei sheyukol la'anos kedusha modim mashmi dvarv da'alchoch lo biboyle rach b'chanukah Purim tenas karam." So Pashup Shad is the Chanukah Purim is only the Shaila. By Yalaviyah, of course he can, because that's Ma'akev. Right? That's the Pashup Shad. So he said, Fakir. He's saying, by Chanukah Purim, by Chanukah Purim, oh, Shkoyah, I'm glad you came back.
I was running in and out, so.
Yeah. We're going to finish this part of the segment, start a new word. But by Chanukah Purim, if you miss Al Anisim, you're finished. You're not going to say Al Anisim. So you're going to miss. So then it's a question: should you skip it? Because then you'll never say it again at this Shmona Esrei. But by Yalla V'Yavo, you're going to have to repeat. So you're going to get it in. Oh! So he says. So maybe there's a svara to say that you could skip it. Obviously, we wouldn't do such a thing.
So what's the story?
Because by Echadah Kippurim, if you skip Al HaNisim to get to Kedusha, so then you're not going to say Al HaNisim. But by Yal HaVeYavo, we're going to make you go back. Mm-hmm. So now you're going to get everything. You're going to get Kedusha.
So I can make nine Bakalim
Akalim. Yeah.
That sounds. Will you say the same thing and make
a chiluk
between Shabbos and Kol on this because it's not a
tefillah
tzedavim? If
I'm
Shabbos, you can't.
But over here, he's going to repeat over, so he's going to get even better.
You lose tefillah betzibur though if you have to go back.
Maybe not. Maybe only it's a big shayla. Maybe only not yotzi daskara, but maybe it's considered like davening. That's a whole discussion. I got another interesting shayla today. I never got the shayla before. A Talmud called me up. Told me daven mincha. And at the end of davening, he noticed that his yarmulke wasn't on. It was when he put a shirt on, so what should he do?
Yeah, indoors, it's okay.
Is there any halacha you have to wear a yarmulke during davening?
So it's a whole discussion.
The Gemara is, even according to the Chumrah sheet,
it's a whole discussion. Moshe has tshuvas about it, but Chukas Akum and the Taz and the Maybe.
Yeah, but that's not halacha retroactively.
Yeah.
I
told him to make it tonight.
That
was if he wasn't Yotzei, so then he's davening b'toras chova. And if he really was Yotzei, it's an adama.
But why would he be Yotzei?
Two more points I want to make. So the first point is, we saw that Rav Yah, that fascinating Rav Yah, that even though it's not Makiv, but now you're Makabel. Then we saw the Tzemach Tzedek and the Kosher Glover. Now we're saying a new piece. This is the question. How come when you eat Sufganiyot and you say Alamichya, there's no mention of what? Of Alanisu, of Chanukah and Purim and Alamichya?
It's not Makiv.
There's no bracha.
It's not
like him because of Muslim. We don't have it as a
bracha.
We have a
bracha
for
Alan.
We have a bracha.
So what?
We have a special
bracha
for.
There's no
sun involved
in Rosh Chodesh.
Right.
We have a bracha for
Rosh
Chodesh.
Well, this is a
sun involved
in Rosh
Chodesh. We have the bracha by
Rosh Chodesh. Because only the brachas that are ma'akiv in miracles of Muslim.
That's not such a right that you could do because you could have.
There's a vort that they say over from Reb Chaim. Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank has it. Some has it saying from Milchus Oni. He says like this. What's the halacha? Page 20. There's a concept of Havinenu, right? Havinenu is the 13 brachas are summarized, right? So the Gemara says that we don't say Havinenu. You can say Havinenu, Chol Hashana, third line, Mispal Odom Havinenu, Chutzim Motzei Shabbosos, Motzei Yom Tovim. They should Tzorach Lom Havdolah Bechonei Nadas. So you can't say it. So the Gemara, on Motzei Shabbos, because you have to say Havdolah. So the Gemara says, well, why don't you just incorporate it? So the Gemara answers Kasha. So the Rabbeinu Yonah gives the answer, because Havdolah is not a separate bracha. It's included in another bracha. So the question is, so what about Shabbos, but what about Shabbos is also not another bracha?
It is.
Right. So it's because if you Messiah Bonei Yerushalayim, Bonei Bracha Yerushalayim Amen, you didn't say Ritzei, there's a bracha to say. Bracha Hashem Ukeinu Mechalov, Hashem Nosan Shabbos L'mnuchal, Hamitzol Alav Osel L'brizm. So there is, it does exist as a bracha. And that answers another question. How come we say the insert in the Alamichya for Shabbos is after Bonei Yerushalayim, but Ritzei Machlitzeinu is before Bonei Yerushalayim? So what's the pshat? So he says the pshat is because it only exists as a bracha after Bonei Yerushalayim. So Mamela, so this is the. I remember when I first saw this many years ago. is very excited to this vort. But then Rav Shachter said over once to Rav Soloveitchik a different pshat, and then I saw that the Sefer Divrei Shira of Elia Levine, who's one of the most choshev in Lakewood today, of Elia Levine, he says like this: look at the Rambam, Lashon HaRambam on page 18. B'chanak Purim mosifim b'hodah al hanisim. We mosif al hanisim. So basically, what he said, what Elia Levine said, and Rav Shachter said from Rav Soloveitchik is like this: What's al hanisim? You say no delcha and Shem Elokeinu Lashon Chalta Lo Maseinu Eretz Chem Lekol. You list all the things that you thank for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So now you add another thing to the list. Right?
Yeah.
One second. Slowly. And so you're adding. He's saying, but the point of Ala Michya is to mekatzer everything. So Mimela, therefore we don't make ads, because the point of Ala Michya is not, it's not a haskara. It's just adding to the list. Look on page 22, the bottom left. It's a tosefes hodah, but the whole point of an alamichya is that we're being mekatzer the benching. Five brachas hodah aricha. If you can see it's got to call a brochas brocha bay shows kach mit katsu how do a brochas do they but to set the shalom on this. Okay.
Yeah. Also that we say we have inserts in Al-Nichya whenever there's a din of seed on that day too.
You're adding, you're expanding. And this is a bracha of...
No, I told you.
So why don't you just mention something from it? At least mention two or three words from it, no?
Oh, one second. And then there's an interesting Magen Avraham. Well, and then one more quick thing. The Magen Avraham says... Okay. The Magen Avraham has an interesting... What if you forgot Ritzei Vachliv? You know, this Shabbos is the Mrs. Cooperman Shabbos. You know what the Mrs. Cooperman Shabbos is?
Full
yeah, there's a woman, Rabbi Emanuel Feldman tells it over. There's a woman, she wasn't learned. So every Shabbos when she benched, she said everything. She said, Alanisa, every Shabbos of the year. And whatever it said, she said. Because she didn't know, she wasn't so learned. She was, you know, to me, Mr. So she said the Alanisim, she said Ritzei, she said Yalaviyavo, she said it all. So the only time she was Machavin to do the right thing is what? Yeah. Okay. Oh, so he has an interesting question. First I thought it was a fictitious person, but then I heard it was a real person. I don't know if that was her name or whatever. The Magen Avraham has a discussion: what if you forgot Ritzei Vachlitzeinu on Shabbos? So what's the din? If you forgot Ritzei Vachlitzeinu, so you have to repeat, but you have to say Al Hanisim. So the Magen Avraham says, because of that, if you forgot Ritzei Vachlitzeinu on Shabbos Chanukah, you have to repeat the benching, but you don't have to say Al Hanisim.
You never have to say Al
Hanisim. Well, even Lachatchila, he's saying, which is a There's a whole piece here. He says on page 22, "Mishadim zman shemosif hanisim b'charek in rakas kars mein amora." Wait, no, that's page. This page, on page 23. Kars amagad avram. Nearly the Chanukah, the Shabbos, maskil shal Chanukah, the lo shal Shabbos. Chozul rosh ve'enu maskil shal Chanukah. Enu chayav maskil shal Chanukah. Because it's not even a din. mechatchil, really. It's a reshus that we do. But if you might say you were maskir already, now you have to repeat the benching, because you didn't say rechtzei, you don't even have to say chan, because that's the mogad of Rome's stock. One last thing, about forgetting Al-Anisim. It says in Shemona Esrei, what if you forgot Al-Anisim? So we said, it's not ma'akev. But look in the Ramah. There's an interesting Ramah that says, look on page 9. Says the Ramah, Yeshom Sheshochach Al-Anisim Berchatzimozah Shokiyah L'Rachamon Yom HaRachamon. If you didn't say Al-Anisim in benching, when you get to HaRachamon, Shemagiyah L'Rachamon Yom HaRachamon Yasa Lon Anisim in the flows Shem Shosisim Avaseinu Ba'imahim Azman Azeh Bimei Matsuyah Ben Yochanan. That Hashem should do Nisim just like he did by Yom Yimayim Ezman Azeh. So the Yeshua's Yaakov, it's one of the Chashuva, very Chashuva Gedolei Achronim. Here on page, there's two pages here. He has the famous Kasha. He says, I thought we're not supposed to daven for Nisim. He says, Re'isi la'rava mechabim lal tshuva shor. He says he doesn't think it's right what the Ramah says. The Talmud says, "Ein l'spal she'yosal ones." Ha'isa ishto imuberes omer yiratzon she'tevon zocher. My wife is pregnant. I wish it to be a boy. Harizat filashav, because it's already decided. So then he says, "Umshan ein maskir." Then the Gemara says, "Ein maskir ma'isen nisim." So the Gemara says, you don't daven for Nisim, because if you have Nisim, then it takes away your zchuyos. You get a neis done for you, so it takes away from your...
I thought for gender, though, there's an Indian, one of which two of the Shvatim were switched in their mother's...
Right.
I thought you're not allowed to daven...
I thought you're not allowed to daven for Nisim Galulim.
Oh, so that's what he said. No, he says like this. Eilis Paulus or Gerush Baruch Yassol and Neis Dister, because then you're going to lose out credit. But if it's a Neis Goloi, B'meila what? You're a conduit for Kiddush Shem Shemayim. So B'meila, he says once. So look what he says. Ein biyodu ki algidei Neis is like ein kam persim shmo shol. If it's a Neis Dister, then people are not going to realize it's a Neis. Ein a Royal Paulus Neis. But she ein came b'Neis before some. Everyone's going to say, oh, Hashem did it. Look how big it is, rounded and surrounded. B'shem Hashem ki amilam shenika az yochal umashira ab shemnachim no zchiyosov. Kol ze imanes yosef gadol. Kol ze luma zakol yodim shem eis Hashem ki amilam. It's parshus roch kadosh baruch hu kam loshan otcha ki ani sani vatilu yeshua. Even my so aboni my so al ze iter odov Hashem yeshua nasis lo. Ab shemnachim lo zchiyos luma ze hakol yodim ki eis Hashem. Even though you lose zchiyos, but you're going to get so many more zchuyos that you were conduit to the Makadosh Shem Shemayim. That's what the Yeshua Yaakov says.
The person still loses.
Yes, Mashri still loses, but he's going to gain much more from it.
I think it's simple as you're not supposed to daven for Nisim that changed the course of Teva, not the Nisim that was in the course of Teva.
Right, okay. But that's his work. That's Yeshua Yaakov. Okay, so those are some interesting things, but it's a fascinating Semach Tzedek. And the Kashuk Lover is even more...
It's crazy.
But the Kashuk Lover was the Goyin Shebegoinim. The Kashuk Lover was the Goyin Shebegoinim. But it's good to hear something that you have to think differently. It's a good midah to be able to see another side in something. And that's, who do we think, Yalav Yovel? Yalav Yovel? More of a reason you should Just skip and then repeat it. It's counterintuitive, but it's goydus. Okay.
Gosh, Rabbi. Rabbi. I'm not interrupting you. It's okay. I want to
hear it. Oh. Yeah. That's where he was going.